So that's the situation we're living in. We're living in an online casino, an endless casino that's pulling us in every other direction except our future vision. And if we don't deal with it, we aren't really going to have a hard time manifesting what we want. But if you use this method, everything gets 1,000 times easier. You feel so much better. And you can manifest much more powerfully. Best investment I've made in the last 5 years. Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, the podcast to manifest and create your ultimate experience in life, starting now. So why don't we begin with a meditation, and then we're going to get into the magic of being offline and how this is going to affect your manifestation powers and enable you to manifest much more easily, more powerfully, and more quickly. I'm not talking about doing digital detoxes. I'm not talking about chucking out your phone and never checking the internet. That's not practical. But I'll share with you some things that have changed my life, despite the fact that I'm running multiple businesses and doing all these things and all these different things that I'm involved with, and I need the internet for them. But how to really create that space for yourself. But first of all, let's just get into the vision. So to begin, just think of one thing or something important that you'd love to manifest for the future. Maybe you've written it down, maybe you just know what it is. A shift in your life of some kind. And let's just take a few gentle breaths. This is your time just to completely relax and just melt. Just breathing very slowly and gently. Slow, gentle, relaxing breaths. And melting and relaxing as you breathe out. As if a wave of calmness and relaxation just pours over you. A warm, nourishing feeling. Yes. And now hold in mind something you wish to bring forth. I'm going to go through a magical portal. Imagine a beautiful gateway, a big gate. And as you move through this, slowly, slowly, gently, gently, you enter into this new reality where you feel different. Just notice how as you walk through, as you move through this gateway right now, the colors start to change, the feelings change. You enter into an altered and higher state of being. Where you have attained that which you desire. Where you've already attained what you want. Just noticing how it feels to walk around and be in this future self, where your body feels different, your mind feels different, your life is different in some way, your finances are different. What you do is different. Just notice the wonderful upgrades. And how you feel in this upgraded, transformed reality. Just smiling on your future self. Your current reality is now here. As your future self, you are that. And bringing your attention back here. Isn't it wonderful? Just to get a glimpse of that reality. Just pulls it here. So today we're diving into the magic of being offline. Right now I am offline. What does it mean? It means I literally cannot go onto the internet right now. If I wanted to, I would have to go somewhere else to get access to the internet. But in 20 minutes, the internet will be available to me again. I have been offline for the last 15 hours. And how do I know it's been 15 hours? Because I have bought this wonderful thing. This is one of the most magical inventions that I've ever come across, and it costs $35 or thereabouts, and it's called a K-Safe. You might have heard me talk about this. I'm not an affiliate for any of these things, by the way. These are just things that I found useful, right? We cannot think at the highest level when we are constantly distracted every few seconds with random messages, right? So what I do is I have this thing called a K-Safe, which is basically a plastic square box. It's about 8 inches by 8 inches square. You just imagine a square box, perspex, you can see through it. And it has a removable lid that has a timer on the lid. So you can set it for 1 minute, 10 minutes, an hour, 5 hours. You can go up to, I think, 7 days even. Longest I used it for was 5 days. And that's when I was staying in someone's house in Hawaii and they had this massive TV. I don't have a TV and I don't want a TV. And I thought, I'm probably gonna watch something. So I put the remote control in the box for 5 days so I couldn't turn the TV on, right? So I didn't watch it. And that's the magic of this box, right? This is a pre-commitment device. This is looking after your future self. So I know for myself that I can't think properly. I'm not going to do these audios. I'm not going to be able to think at the highest level if I'm getting distracted every 5 minutes. Either by other people messaging me or by me interrupting myself going, oh, I just need to check this thing real quick. Oh, I just need to check this other thing real quick. Oh, wouldn't it be interesting if I just watch a YouTube video, right? This is such a chronic problem that we have to acknowledge we need some device, some sort of help to pull this off. Now, if you're the sort of person who doesn't have any problems at all with being distracted because of your phone or the internet or your computer, then you can write me a letter and tell me exactly what you're doing and how you're doing it, because I have yet to come across anyone like that, by the way. The only people I know who don't have a problem with it are really old people who've never got into it in the first place, or people who have no real need to go online because they're not running a business or they're not involved in something that requires them to get into this stuff. As for the rest of us, what's happened is we have got involved with the internet for legitimate purposes, like checking messages and this and that. And then gradually the tech companies have done a really stellar job on us, getting us into behavioral patterns where we automatically check stuff more than we need to for their benefit. And I could go on and on about how they've done this and the billions of dollars spent on it, etc., etc., but you can study some of my other courses if you're interested in that. What interests me, and the point I'm talking about this right now, is that for us to manifest what we want, we need to be able to go into this state of freedom and good feelings and come into the vision of what we want and be able to think at a higher level and go into these very relaxed, expansive states of being. It's not possible to go into those expansive states of being if we're getting distracted 2 minutes later. What most people do is they say, okay, let me try and do the meditation. So they sit there and then the mind wanders and then think, hang on a minute, I've just got to check this one thing real quick. Right? Oh, hang on a minute, I've got this idea. What was that song I remember listening to when I was younger? I should Google that, find out what it was. Oh, there, oh yeah, yeah, I remember. What was that advert? So the mind just goes off on these random tangents. And if we have access to check all this stuff all day long, then we're going to do it, aren't we? Right? So the only thing that I've found helps is to put my phone, and I actually unplug my Wi-Fi. So I have the plug for it. I've moved it so I can get to it easily, right? Some people have their Wi-Fi box like behind a cupboard somewhere under the stairs or something. So I've got it so I can see it. I unplug it, I put it in this case safe, and I put the case safe on for whatever amount of time. I do it in the evening so that I can't waste my time in the evening, and I do it so that I can't even check it until later on in the morning. It's now 10:30 a.m. and I'm still offline. Now, you might say, yeah, 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 Michael, that's great for you, but it's not practical for me because blah, blah, blah. Okay, fair enough. You know, so you can adjust it according to your schedule. But this is so important to do at least a little bit. One of my clients who I was talking to, she has decided to just do it from the evening at a certain time till the morning at a certain time. This is called a digital sunset and sunrise. So in other words, when the sun goes down or thereabouts, you retire your devices so you can sleep better, you can look after yourself, you can eat better, you can take care of your house, deal with, you know, connect with the people, love the people around you, deal with whatever else needs dealing with, get proper sleep because you're not looking at a screen, filling your mind up with stuff that affects your dreams and the blue light and everything on the phone. And then you wake up and you've got a morning where you can do whatever you want, do your practices, do all the different things that make you feel good. And then, once you're well rested and you've had your morning routine, then you can go and attend to the rest of the world and all these demands and messages and shopping and news or whatever else. Right? Try it out. If you haven't already done this, try it out. If you have the willpower to say, I'm going to turn my phone off and I'm going to not check it until a certain time of day, great. You don't need a K-safe, right? If you really genuinely can pull this off consistently. But for the 99% of the rest of us, we need something like this. And by the way, this is very common nowadays. A lot of people are using them. Because our willpower has been destroyed. It's been destroyed, right? These tech companies, there's a book, if you're interested in this, right? There's a book called Hooked, which explains exactly how the tech companies have got us hooked to their devices, their apps, and we can't stop using them. So it's got to the point where the only method is to stick it in a locked safe for a certain amount of time. So you might be thinking, doesn't this seem a bit extreme, Michael? Really? Come on. Here's the benefits of doing this that I personally have found. I can think more clearly. As soon as I put that in the box and I turn the lid and press the button and it's locked, immediately I feel relief come over my body and I start thinking at a higher level. I start thinking about strategy. I start thinking about long-term visions. So that we need to be able to do that to create the life we want, to think big picture, not myopic little moment to moment, oh my God, what's this, check, but big picture, reality, expansiveness. So I feel expansive and relaxed and I can see into the future much more clearly. I also can become aware of my own body more, because when we're looking at screens all the time, we don't necessarily notice that we're hungry as much because we're preoccupied, right? There's a whole other world there. So you think, okay, what do I need to eat? What's the best food to eat? You have more time to make food. There's more time to go out for walks. More time to connect with people around us. You can also look around your house and go, oh, house needs tidying up, or I need to do the laundry, or I need to do something else, right? Fix something. If you have hobbies like playing sports or playing music or something, you can do those things, right? Because they're physical things. If you like to read a book, you'll actually read a book, because instead of checking the phone for a certain amount of hours in the evening, you can read a book, which is probably much more useful. You might get to bed earlier, right? All these things, there's so many benefits that come about to support ourselves and waking up feeling fresh and being able to create the future, plan the future, look into the future and move in that direction. So what I do is I have all these great ideas when I'm offline. I write them down on pieces of paper, or I go on my laptop and write them in notes. And then I go back online and I have a list of things that I need to do so that I can be more productive, more effective in my online work. And I'll admit, I end up wasting my time. I end up getting distracted anyway, right? But at least I'm not distracted all day long. I'm only distracted for the time I let myself. There's only a certain window for me to waste time on the internet, because I've shortened the amount of time by putting everything in the box the rest of the time. I don't know if you heard that, that was the box. It's just unlocked itself. So now I can unplug it and check everything. So I obviously need to upload these audios for the podcast, and there's various banking things that need doing, and messages, and you know, various projects I'm working on that need the internet. And it's quite fun. Oh yeah, I'm gonna go back online and check all this stuff, right? But then it has that whole other side of life. So I'm just mentioning this because if you really want to manifest better, it's so important to claim back your time and your mind, so you can think these higher thoughts for hours at a time. I sometimes spend days where I'm mostly offline the whole time. I might go on for like an hour to check essential messages from my team, and then I just turn it off again, block it, put it in the box, so that I can really work on a project. If I'm doing videos or I'm writing a book. So this is a secret, and as time goes on, you'll find more and more people have come to realize this. So you're ahead of the game. This is the leading edge of the curve. Offline is cutting edge. The new cutting edge is to turn that stuff off. It's not about wearing VR headsets and all this stuff. It's just such a massive distraction. It's about using your mind, using your own magic powers, thinking at a higher level, strategizing your success, and then very consciously, purposefully using the internet, and then getting out. Because using the internet, unfortunately, is a bit like walking through a casino to get to your office. If you had to go through a tailor-made casino, not just a random casino, a casino that's tailor-made to attract you personally based on your own interests and weaknesses, if you had to walk through that really refined tailor-made casino just for you in order to check your email, what's the chances of you not getting distracted ever? Yeah, it's not going to happen. Sooner or later, you're going to go, oh, what's this? What's this? Oh, there's this free thing. Oh, I could just try this. So that's the situation we're living in. We're living in an online casino, an endless casino that's pulling us in every other direction except our future vision. And if we don't deal with it, we aren't really going to have a hard time manifesting what we want. But if you use this method, everything gets 1,000 times easier. You feel so much better. And you can manifest much more powerfully. So hopefully this has been helpful. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and see if you can get one of these case saves. They are on Amazon. They're very cheap. Best investment I've made in the last 5 years. Best investment I've made in the last 5 years. And it cost $30. $35, something like that. What a wonder. You'll only know what I'm talking about when you try it for yourself. Happy manifesting. Thank you for being here. This is your wish fulfilled. Lots of love. Talk to you soon.